morning. God bless you. And welcome to the Holy Community Christian Center right here in Kingston, Ohio. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to just take just a couple minutes to say, I have this little Bible here, and we have been filling that with words in the faith statements that we want to be in the foundation of Jesus. Because on the Sunday that we record the foundation to be on the Bible, we're going to put all of our successes in the Bible, and we're going to put that right in the foundation of Jesus. So if you have something that you want to be saved, that you want scripture, something that you want to be saved, please make sure that you take time to write that down, and to put it in that bag so we can use that for tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning when we're going to be out there pouring the concrete down on one side of the building so that we can get ready for the building to go, so that very exciting stuff will go. But I want to thank you that God is living by the every day of life. Listen, I want you to know right now that every single person and every situation you have is available to you right now to have God involved in every aspect of your life. But what's even more exciting to me, or as important to you right now, is that the Lord is our God about today and about tomorrow. And I'm telling you that God right now is already in front of you to show you that promise that you haven't given up to yet. The Lord is the one that sees right where you are. And God is right now working on your behalf. He will help you with those decisions. He will help you with what's to do for you, because God is who our God is. I want to know that the Lord has never had you see and would never see you by yourself to help you to people make the biggest smile in your life. See, the only problem we have is that we need God in it of our life too often. That's why I'm telling you that make room for the coming change of the Lord will take care of. Make sure that if you get excited about what God is doing for us, I want you to know that we're still making the fine tuning of the Lord and timeline, and we will be ready to make it to the end. But what I want to say is God is already beginning your life. He's changing us. He's making us right now to be who we are. Every day of your life, God is with you. God is looking for you to give him room to move on. So this morning, we're just going to pray, and we're just going to step right into this time of worship and this time where God has called us to set aside so that he can be with us in this season, in this season of our life, where his spirit is present, encouraging us, strengthening us, transforming us. And that one thing that's exciting that I want to know about this experience and this life is here. Oh, yeah. So here's what's so exciting. He's going to be speaking on Tuesday night in Baptist. But I want you to know that you guys will understand that the people that come to join with us and the ministers that come in, they're not just excited because that they
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Jesus, do you The name of for revival. Canton will be known as the city of God. That's what Canton's going to be known for, Mr. J. Leno. And I'm telling you, I had no idea why I was so on fire until the first year of this city. I thought it was way more than it was for this city. For this city, it was so good to what God wanted to do. It was so good to what God wanted to do. But on the 24th of the first day, I got up, got ready, and I was headed to work that day. So give yourselves a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, you guys are getting to preach to you twice today because I got to get it. I didn't know so much. I mean, I always am very fortunate. I always have a good time, but I've got to tell you something. Today, I was really very fortunate, even a little bit more than I thought. And I got two of them. All responsibilities of this new gospel that I was going to say today is our Bishop Williams today. Amen. This is the Holy Ghost coming here. And we are thankful to have his wife and his daughter Grace here today. Wow. And amen. It is God's time to do it. This is the people of God that I've been here. And this is the divine moment. I want you to know that
way that it reads here, because I want to see that Moses is a forgiveness. I want to see what happens in verse 22. Moses stood forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all of the streets of Israel. They saw not one another, neither rose to go to this place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had life and blood. See, whether people realize it or not, it's not to know that you need to be aware of it. You have a different experience in life because of the fact that you're living in. This is the thing that I was a boy. I was outside of the room of God during the time I was in power. I was away from him. But when I came to realize that I was living under the blessing and the covering of my mother and my friends. And then I want you to see this, that here are part of the Moses that said, Moses, serve the Lord. Only let your flock and your herd be saved. Let your little ones also go with you. And Moses said to Pharaoh, thou must give us also sacrifice. There shall not a foot be left behind, for thereof must we take to serve the Lord our God, and we know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come here. This is what I want you to hear what God is saying to you. You cannot afford to be the most capable thing in your life if you're going to be the best God. So here's what I want you to know. The devil was willing to negotiate. Then he said, oh, okay, the question is to God. Let the wise man return to you today. But the things of your life will not be corrected. Your finances, you cannot change the spirit of life because the enemy always wanted to be changed to prove it right back to the oppression of the government. And I'm telling you right now that as a Christian, you cannot afford to believe God. Open to the So when we think about this different people, remember, we can't be the type of people that are not going to be the same. They want 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 to be the same. Governor's office. He didn't call this the governor's office. Because he has the distance with which he's writing the next city college. So they would never come to this conversation. I just want you to know that if he sits there, what I want you to do is God is seeing this. I believe the best of the best of the best.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. If you have this opportunity to be with you here in the country, country prayers, country fasting, this is the country. It's so good to be here. Thank you. This is good to be here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you help me celebrate them, a poor frog that can't praise its own pond. I Let's pray. Father, thank you for this opportunity to listen to the word of the King.
The time
going to come to the church and in the background because we have two results. And Ada, two men.
Here's our problem. Verse 25 says this. Verse 24. The boat was beaten and tossed by the waves, for the wind was against them. Again, we're talking about a supernatural miracle, a supernatural intervention. But the natural course of events, which is a miracle, we've got to recognize that every one of us, if you don't have it now, you will come against contrary winds at some point. That's for if you're saved or not, you're going to come against contrary winds, mountains, obstacles, hills, valleys, contrary people, saboteurs, provocateurs, demons, Christians. And contrary winds, verse 25, this is where it gets good. In the fourth watch, between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. the century, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. Now, in the midst of our struggles, folks, Jesus does come to us. That's the Jesus who came to us this morning. I believe he's come to us this morning. Well, we have this one moment while we're in the midst of a storm, in the midst of a contradiction, in the midst of I don't know what's really going on in my life right now. He has come to us, and it's in the dark time. Here's our problem. Our problem is, though he's come to us, do we really believe that he's come to save us or to come to watch us? I mean, quite honestly, I don't know about you, but I've had a few questions in moments. I said, is this a joke or what? Are you really going to let this thing go down like this? Are you not going to do something, say something, make a beat or something? Have you come here to watch? Bring up my history and tell me all the reasons why I shouldn't survive. I don't know if you get all these thoughts, but I have these thoughts more than I'd like to admit. Verse 26. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "He is a ghost." And they screamed out of fright. Can you imagine? These were hard-filled guys. Some of them were the best of them. The men who faced for a living. Roller coaster. It says, here's money so I can pick up a spirit of fear. Here's, let me pay, scare me, now I need deliverance. You know, I don't understand how to go. I don't get that. I like the guy who just talked about the movie Aladdin. People coming out of the bottle. Alright, verse 27. Now they're screaming, but instantly he spoke to them saying, "Take courage, I am, stop being afraid." Now again, we're going to shift from the natural course of events. We're going to have to make a decision not to be afraid. Now please, can we go a little deeper? Come and be okay if I go a little deeper on that. Now fear, to not be afraid makes you afraid. Don't be afraid. I can scared of each other. Don't be alarmed. What's going to happen? I'm alarmed. Alarmed. Right? So not being afraid has nothing to do with your emotions.
this is a decision, Lord, that I'm not going to make my next decision based upon how I'm feeling right now. This is important, folks, because there are many believers walking around here who are actually bound by fear, paralyzed by fear, under all kinds of psychological pain and suffering because they are going by something. Jesus has said, listen, the next thing you got to do, don't do it based upon fear. Stop being afraid. Would you help me? Same thing you said. I'm going to stop being afraid. So what happens when you're afraid? You are paralyzed. You fail to make the right decision if the decision is bad. Either logically you can't, psychologically you can't, your emotions, feelings, you don't do anything. You don't make the decision. You fail. But stop the decision. Now here's our friend. One of my spiritual fathers said to me, he said, you always have to have a Peter in your life. You have somebody to do that for you don't ask any questions, we don't have to lie. What happens to that person? We don't care. Just like you said, the government all holds you up. It's just these are people that don't know that they don't know that. So Peter has to. These other guys on the boat, but Peter said, if it's you, command me to come on the water. How many of you, to start here in your life, really need to do, really need to do something? But you can't afford to do something. Anybody, how many of you can look back in your life and say, if I wasn't afraid back then, I would have done something? And then I sat and spoke to my father when he retired. To go back and say, you know, there was a time when your mother and I were still moving you guys to Atlanta. Because 35, 40 years ago, Atlanta was just kind of coming into a whole other realm, but I was afraid. He didn't use those words, but that's what he said. I was afraid I would lose this. I was afraid I would mess up. I was afraid it wouldn't work. And how many of us haven't done the thing we need to do because we were afraid? But I am telling you right now, the miracle is behind you getting past being afraid. Come on, turn to someone and say, I'm not going to be afraid of you more. I'm not going to do it, all right? So here we go. We're going somewhere. I know you might not think so, but we are going somewhere. He said, listen, if it's you, command me to come out of the water. Verse 29. He said, one of the four things that you and I are going to have to do is one of the least of supernatural that you're making in our lives. You're going to have to do something. Church, one meal every third day. I love eating. Yeah. Come on, stop believing fast and pray. But you can fast and pray all you want. But once you get instruction, you have to obey the instruction. Do you hear me? You are called into the prayer closet to have an instruction given to you. Because your miracle is on the other side of your obedience. Everybody say, you got to do something. And so here Peter is. He said, it's just coming up. He said, come on out of here. One foot over the boat. Other foot over the boat. Now, we know how this ends up with you. Let me just comment on the guys who stick around in the boat doing that. At least Peter walked on the water for about 5 minutes. The others were sat there and said, I knew you should have been there. I knew it. Peter's always doing something. Now we got to save him. Nothing. But I would rather fail in my faith attempt than succeed in my fear. I would rather try it and say, oh, and sit there and say, 30 years later, and say, oh, I wish I could. There are things in life, folks, that you may fail at, but it'd be better to try any faith in Jesus' name, doing the best you can with what you know how to do, than to sit there wishing you could have and should have and don't do it. And then you want to tell everybody else how they should be trying. Fail fast if you're going to fail. That doesn't sound like a whole lot of faith, does it? But any man or woman of God that's done anything in Jesus' name, accomplished anything, broke anything, got anything, I promise you, if you talk to them long enough, they'll tell you a couple stories. How this didn't work, and how this failed, and how this went wrong. One of the things that surprised me, this isn't one of the four, but I hope it's one on your list. One of the things that surprised is you're going to do the miraculous in your life, that you've got to follow the word. You've got to follow the word of God. You've got to follow the word. But it's possible enough that entertainment is given. You put undue pressure on teachers and preachers. It's possible that everybody speaks to us. We're not staying at the boastful time. You don't hear the voice. You gotta tell someone, you gotta follow the voice. You gotta go through the voice. Because you're gonna, just to get to the miraculous, you're gonna have to go through the storm. You're gonna have to go through the contradiction. You're gonna have to go through the mountain. You're gonna have to go through what didn't work last time and still follow the voice. If you don't follow the voice, you're not gonna get off the boat. If you don't get off the boat, you're not gonna walk on the water. If you don't start following the voice, you're going to die where you are. I can hear the voice from the four lepers that said, why sit here until we die? Every time, every time was fired to not only build that building, but to have a test-free facility is already in this place. Comes and says, well, I don't have that kind of money. No, you know why you don't have that kind of money? Because you're not following the voice. There are things God wants to do in your life. And we're sitting around. And we need to get out the boat. There's a lot of wind. We know this. Get out the boat. It might not work. Get out the boat. People are going to talk about me. Get out the boat. Doesn't make any sense. Get off the boat. But when he puts in their words, says, you've got to put it over there. But when he perceived and felt the strong wind, he was frightened. And the father said, "Now, didn't Jesus tell him 2 verses earlier to stop being afraid? He told him that in advance, folks, because there will be reasons to be afraid on your way to your miraculous." It's possible. Doctors are going to tell you otherwise. You're not going to do what's not been done in your entire family's history without being afraid. You feel that. You want to see it. Say, "Oh, anybody get through this?" You will. All right. So one thing we have on our list right now is you got to do something. They always say you got to do something. Something else you need to have on your list is I got to think something. I got to have the right thoughts. Your thoughts turn into your beliefs, your beliefs turn into your words, and your words turn into your actions. He's gave you the 4 things. Anyways, I gotta think right. Everybody say, "I gotta think right." I said you gotta participate. I gotta think right. Coming to church is not just, that's more than just coming to church. It's more than praying, it's more than reading. You have to be intentional, you have to be conscientious, you've got to be deliberate, you've got to be determined about what you think. If you don't think you can win, you won't. Don't worry. If you don't think sowing seeds is going to grow a harvest, don't plant. Don't worry, you won't have a harvest. If you think you're going to sink, you will. Don't bother for me. Right? So your thought life is going to determine a bunch of things. So we got to get our head right. I'm going to say something. You got to get your head right. Your mind is all messed up. And you and I can control that. You can't control what birds fly over your head. But you can determine what birds make a nest in your head. Thoughts that come to your head are not always your thoughts. Stop letting everything just traffic in your head. Watch what you see, because you'll think what you see. Even the word logos, where we get the word loco from. Imagination is connected to that strophismos. So your imagination comes from what you begin to see or think about. Are you hearing? Survive a complete diet on death and destruction. That's what I'm going to think about. So we have to do something else. I got to do something. I got to think something. Third on our list, you gotta believe something. You gotta believe the right thing. I'm about to send myself. Devils believe in Jesus. Devils believe in the resurrected, ascended Jesus. So believing alone is not enough. Doing what you say you believe is what brings about change and growth. The truth is that you understand my faith. But you said it by the way. What you are doing now is a direct result of what you What you are doing is a result of what you actually believe. Not what you say, what you do. How many believe that seed time is harvest and full of faith? That you sow, you're going to reap. If you're not sowing, you don't believe it. How come here and say, I believe in tithing.
But if you're not tired, you don't believe in God. Not according to the Bible. And hear what it says, right? Not so pleasing. That's not the truth. That's the truth.
So what you do is what you believe. How many believe? You believe that, if you exercise, you're going to be healthy. How many believe that? Pray that. If you're not exercising, you will lie. You can lie in the church. Got some holy water right now. You're lying. We just went down. We're going all the way. How many believe in prayer? The prayer changes the bumper sticker. You don't have a dedicated prayer life, you just buy it in the church. Lord have mercy. I'm all out of here. So, what you believe is what you do. So, if you have to do it, you don't believe. You have to make it a sense. You have to do it. Do something, you gotta think something, you have to believe something. What's coming out your mouth? What comes out your mouth in those pressured moments when you're about to sin? What? I've been getting really in a big picture. I'm gonna use all my therapy. What comes out your mouth? You believe you're doing the right thing in the right way. But what really is becoming? What's coming up to you? What is the self-talk that's coming up to you? If you do an audit on that, after that don't pass, you realize you're the one who's doing it. Be the devil, really can't. You want to be the devil? Because the Bible says he's defeated. The Bible says his teeth have been broken. The Bible says that Jesus essentially hooked him in his jaw and paraded him through Hades. He says, Genesis. Isaiah saw 2,500 years in advance. He looked down the corridor of time. Angels looked over the banisters of heaven and said, is this the one that has weakened the nation? Are you telling me this is the guy that destroyed my family? This is the guy that destroyed my body? This is the guy that took my... Some people do blame Jesus. Jesus did not die so you could live a destroyed life. So the problem can't be Jesus. We're running out of people now today, but we're going to get there. Let's blame dream of taking.
Maybe you place there. Back on us. Back up for you, so bring that president. Back up and bring those other presidents. You might not have lunch money. That's what I would just say. Let's blame the president. Let's blame the side. Let's blame mom and dad. Let's blame all the people. Come on, tell somebody it's my responsibility. This could have acted crazy. They should have done this for me. But you know what? I'm here now. I have the response, type, and ability. Amen? You do all right. I have no idea what I'm talking about. But we're going for it. So we got this blame thing. So we can realize it. Just blame Jesus. The devil is the depressed right now because we've been blaming him for years on stuff that he hasn't been involved in a long time. We're doing all bad by ourselves. I wish we were doing so good that we would do the devil's intentions. We don't even have, we got no devil's Let's blame the pastor. Why don't you go there? The wind, the waves, and the Bible says he was what? Afraid. He was afraid. He began to sink. He cried out, Lord, save me. Everyone said, Lord, save me. This is the Bible says he says that on the head and said, oh, ye of little faith. Why? Now, folks, what I'm about to say, you know what? I'm trying to make it absolutely. And Jesus said to him,
you of little faith, why did you doubt? Little faith is short bursts. We have this inspirational point. And once the circumstances are no longer helpful to you, your faith disappears. In other words, you got back to the same. Somebody there says, get off the field, just get off the field. You all in your field. You have to get to a place where you're sober, somber, fastly, and you're going to follow the voice of God and not kick in with all of your feelings and emotions. Can we go just a little bit deeper? Can you do that? Is that all right? If the teacher comes up to me, you know what? I just want to be ready. Emotions can be helpful, but they are not the determining factor. Your emotion, if it's a positive emotion for your situation, will help you make motion or movement toward that. But if it's a negative emotion, you won't make movement toward that. So you can't trust that. We have to keep it secret. Let me give it to you in the order that I think will work for us. Number one is, I got to think the right thoughts. Everyone say, I got to think the right thoughts. Think of thoughts as seeds. I gotta see the right thoughts. Secondly, I have to believe the right thing. Thirdly, I gotta believe the right thing. If I don't get my head right, my mind is not working. Right? And so my thoughts are gonna determine what I think about loneliness will become strong within me. The longer I think about it, the stronger it's gonna become. And that's what I'm actually going to do. So if I've been thinking for years that there aren't anybody I can trust, some of you in this room are so you don't trust. And so you've been saying that for 25 years. And you have a few examples that support your decision not to trust. So guess what? You believe now no one can be trusted. How do you know that that's not true? You may not have anybody in your life who can trust, but to say, I can't trust anyone if you believe that. And the lie you believe long enough will become true. So you've got to think the right thought, and you're going to see. Believe the right thing, and you're going to see. Now, my speech should be congruent with my thought and my belief. If I'm speaking different than what I actually think or believe, it's not right. Am I saying enough? How many times you quote that scripture, it ain't working. Because you are out of alignment. Your thoughts are dead. Your beliefs are dead. You actually think if I say it enough, it'll become true for you. It doesn't. You're frustrated. When you put your Bible on the floor, it's like, I'm not going to do it. Stop coming to church. You've got to go somewhere. That's I wish you would do it so that you could do so much so that we're up against the wall and I told you. We're not there, folks, for most of us. We haven't stayed there long enough. If I were to say to you right now, listen, I want you to walk out this building, turn left, go around this building 7 times, and you come back to here, there's going to be a miracle breakthrough for you. Some of us are forced to go left. We'd say, that doesn't make any sense. We wouldn't believe it. blessing on your body to do. But do you know that from Genesis to the book of Revelation, almost 99% of the miracles that were done as a result of somebody acting on an instruction. If you need a miracle, listen to that instruction. But you're sitting with your arms folded, proverbially speaking. And you're saying, I pray, I fast, because it's happening. Did you do the thing that was instructed of you by the Lord? The prompting of God. It could be something so simple. I've got so many examples that I was born with. Examples of, well, if you, this is what I want you to do. Every day, you can step up in this place. You can help that one. I don't know how that sweeping is going to turn into my miracle. That's what every day. Come to find that's the lady that was going to be the one that opened the door for me. Can I tell you this one story where we're going to go? I was minding my business. Everything was minding business. I was on this platform where they were swearing a name. And I'm still freezing my wife's blood. January 6th. We're supposed to be students. I'm not looking for students. I'm looking for students. You can't dress properly in the best because you need to be in the best. You got to be in the best. But I turned to this former man. wonder if maybe it's all good to see you. Every time I talk about this, I'm just saying, you don't really believe me. Father, for these, the redeemer of the Lord, Father, I ask that at this time I've been touched, whatever was of value that came from you, authorized by you for them today, truly for us today, you make them real. Bring conviction in that person. Say, Father, I repent for areas that have been out of alignment. Not just sin, but failure to believe you. Failure to think the right thoughts. And failure to do the right thing at the right time. Do the right way. Convict me. Show me what I need to do to release your supernatural into my natural situation. In Jesus' name. Would you stay here just for a moment? Just, you would like us to worship a little bit, but to listen.